Have yourself a merry little Star Wars. Put a smile on your face.
Go to
space and
give a Wookiee a high five today. Yeah.
This is Matthew Olson coming at you with some holiday cheer. And also, I guess there's a new Star Wars out.
It's what I hear.
I'd done seen it, so it must be true.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I did also see it, but maybe it's just a collective hallucination.
Caitlin Best, saying that the Star Wars was in you all along?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's true.
Okay.
And
that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I have to say that...
That would explain the similarities of the first
movie,
though.
I was just
going
to say that would explain all of the parallels.
Yeah.
It just sort of was an extension of what I...
It got remixed. By your heart and your soul.
By my mind into a Star Wars for the modern woman.
Mm-hmm. It's a good movie.
It's a super good movie.
To that stance on Force Awakens?
This is the Can You Get That Star Wars Holiday Podcast Special brought to you by Star Wars.
And Christmas and Kwanzaa and
Christmas,
Hanukkah.
Those holidays didn't pay us, but...
But yeah, we got that Disney money. They're paying everybody. They've got Yoda grapes.
They've got
BB-8 oranges.
High marketing budget.
They've got a lot of Yoda on
things.
They
really have BB-8 grapes.
No. Yoda grapes. Yoda's green.
BB-8 like oranges.
Yes.
Yoda is not in the movie.
Yeah,
Yoda's been dead.
You don't see
years.
A Yoda, and yet Yoda is all over the place telling that's you to true. Like brush your teeth with Oral-B fucking toothbrushes and eat grapes and
selling everything. I guess that's what happens when you become one with the Force.
Yeah, you just
turn into an advertisement.
You just get slapped on all kinds of products. That aside, yeah, good movie.
Can I just say, without spoiling too much, without going too much into which characters do what, can I just say how fucking good it felt? So, like, you know that I was obsessed with Star Wars when I was a child. I had these like visual dictionaries, and I would just pore over them for hours.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt so good, Matt, to finally be able to see myself in a fucking Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
Because you know, you can't fully... It's like...
Nobody wants to be that shitty nerf herder.
This is this thing that I love, but like, you're always a little bit on the periphery of it.
Mm-hmm. Nope. There's a girl. She's doing cool stuff.
Nothing like
the
that.
The whole way through.
Nothing like that.
The whole way through.
She's good at computers.
Mm-hmm.
She's,
She's cool.
She's got a cool stick.
She's got a very cool stick.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that cool stick?
She got it from the...
Yeah, no.
She's a scavenger.
No spoilers.
She scavenges a lot of things.
She's got a cool house.
She's got a pretty cool house.
yeah. Rey is cool. Daisy Ridley is cool. The whole new cast is adorable
and
amazing.
I love that it's just a bunch of, like, kids. Just a bunch of, like, fun kids that really, like... I don't know any of these people, except for Adam Driver.
Yeah.
But,
Oscar Isaac is a cool guy. He's a cool guy who just dropped right out of a Top Gun volleyball game to be the Rebels' best pilot.
He absolutely did.
John Boyega's just like, oh my gosh.
You can tell he's having such a good time.
Also, spoilers. This is a spoiler, a minor spoiler. At one point, he says, "Droid, please."
I missed that somehow.
I lost my shit. If you haven't seen the movie yet, watch out for that line, and then don't laugh because I spoiled it for you. So
be really careful not to laugh.
Anyway, you mentioned before the podcast that you have a thing.
Oh yeah, I have a.
Do you want to address before?
I just spent the weekend in beautiful Astoria, Oregon, with my book club. Where we saw the Star Wars movie, and I just got a little... There's three of them. Only one of them is for you, but I got you a little memento. Let's see. Which one did I want for myself?
Oh, my gosh.
I think this one was the one I wanted, but you can choose which of those you want.
Whoa, okay.
Another one is going to be for a different friend of ours.
Wait, hold on. For those at home, Caitlin has just presented me with a choice between two different cut crystals. One appears to be...
Oh, I believe these are natural. I believe this is their natural shape.
Really?
Maybe I'm wrong.
I would. Well, they might be, but I don't know how they like fractured off then.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't understand a lot about crystals. I just accept them.
I think some of these facets are natural and some are not.
It's possible.
One of these appears to be a very light purple amethyst.
They're not amethysts. It's fluorite, I want to say.
They're all fluorite?
Yeah.
Okay. So, two fluorites. They're eight-sided. Their facets are like an eight-sided die. So, kind of the...
Like a D8.
Yeah. Yeah. So one of them is slightly purple and one of them is slightly green.
Just really subtle.
Huh.
Subtle colors. In natural light, they have a little bit more juice.
I think I'll take the slightly green one.
Okay.
And this is clearly going to go into my lightsaber.
Yeah.
And once I get it force attuned and in the right spot.
It's going to be such a pretty lightsaber.
It's going to be like a seafoam lightsaber.
Yeah. Ain't nobody got a seafoam lightsaber.
Yeah. You don't see that shit in the EU. Anyway, it's the Star Wars and it's the holiday season. The winter solstice is what I've decided to align with this year.
Uh-huh.
So I bought myself, turntables.
A little Stonehenge.
What?
A little Stonehenge. For the solstice.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. I put a Stonehenge up in my living room and then put all the gifts underneath it. No. I bought myself turntables. And
is that your solstice present?
I've decided to justify that as my winter solstice present. It's particularly aligned with the solstice. So
good. Good. Well, so that's my solstice present to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I feel bad now that I didn't get you a solstice.
It's okay.
Present.
It's just a sort of a spur of the moment thing. We were in a crystal shop and.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't want to. It's not like I want to know, but you can tell me if that costs like 25 cents.
Oh, no, it didn't. Let's say it's between 25 cents and $10, and I'll let you.
Yeah, okay.
I'll let you just. It didn't break the bank, but it wasn't like a.
Yeah. For the sack of three?
Oh, for the sack of three, it was under 15. We'll put it that way.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah.
These must be cut then.
Maybe, but that place was selling, they had some discount amethyst points as well.
But that's what I'm saying is like, you can get those points and those uncut crystals for like, on the cheapo.
Yeah.
Clearly Kylo Ren, this is no spoiler, but clearly he got a bad crystal.
Yeah.
Or like,
he's using a cut crystal in that saber. That was not cut by the Force.
Or maybe him having that little cross guard is just like
just,
channeling that energy all kind of wrong.
Stretching it too thin.
Because, yeah, your blade ain't supposed to crackle like that.
No.
No.
Or maybe he just did a bad job because nobody has built lightsabers in like hundreds of years.
Yeah, that could be.
And there was nobody around who really
I think
knew
the
how
last
to do
person
it.
To build one in the last, like, I guess 30 years of Star Wars at that point was Luke.
Right.
Right.
Luke built the green one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he did a good job.
So, yeah, it worked out.
Worked out all right. Anyway, so this week's topic is actually the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Yeah.
The one from 1978 that was real bad.
Have you watched it all the way through?
I've seen clips of it.
Yeah, I haven't watched it all the way through either. I tried once.
I think it would be just painful to try.
Yes, it is. It's one of those things that sounds fun in principle.
Wookiee has... Sorry. There's a part... It takes place on Kashyyyk. Partially.
Yeah.
And Chewbacca has a Wookiee family, and I know two of those family members. One's named Itchy and one's named Lumpy.
Yes, that's right.
And it's just,
are those his kids or is Lumpy his wife?
I don't know and I don't want to know,
because I know that there's another canonical Wookiee, formerly canonical, named Lobaka, who I want to say is his wife.
Huh.
But I don't know if she appears in the holiday special.
Yeah.
Like, for a while, I think that they were just naming Wookiees. It had to be something Baka.
Yeah.
And there was no other name for a Wookiee.
Yeah. Well, that's better than just going like, Itchy!
Right. Fucking Itchy. You know, maybe it's a translation of a Wookiee word.
All Wookiee names actually just describe what their fur is like to live with.
Except for Chewbacca, which is like a transliteration.
Okay. So let's do... Oh, shit.
What's up?
The Force was not with me today.
You didn't get a notebook?
Well, I have a notebook. I just
it's just over there. You got this.
I put a bunch of quarters on it.
Oh shit! Oop. That was jangly. Did you hear that in your headphones?
Did you hear that, listeners? I have a lot of money in coin form. Let's click random article. Let's go. Let's do it.
George W. Jackson.
Oh boy.
Has got a stub of a page, and he's a former Republican member of the Pennsylvania House of Representatives. So, not a lot to work with here.
No, not really. Not even just the House of Representatives, not the National House, just Pennsylvania House of Representatives.
The Penn House, as they call it.
It doesn't even link to Pennsylvania. It links to the Pennsylvania House.
They didn't even
separate
those two things.
Of Representatives. Oh, wait, no, we could get to Philadelphia or Pennsylvania. That's where we're born.
There's no link there,
holy
buddy.
Shit.
Oh, here, there's a link over on the
no,
right.
No, Caitlin.
What?
We have the same birthday, this guy and me.
Oh,
September
dang.
19th. Fuck.
Oh, dang.
Fuck. And he's still alive. He's 91 years old.
Is he 91?
That's
wow,
what it says.
Shit.
September 19th, 1924. Damn. Damn.
Not in office anymore. Okay.
That's spooky. We clicked random article and got a guy with my birthday. What are the chances?
One in 365?
Yeah, adjusted for how many people.
Adjusted for how many pages on Wikipedia are people. Yeah.
So actually not that crazy.
Yeah, but not. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. It's a little bit crazy.
It was crazier last week when we recorded the show, and
we found out that
we were recording on Read Day, according to the Republican calendar.
And not okay. That was the fact that we found out that you don't have a normal birthday. You have one of those special days.
Oh, yeah.
Your birthday.
That is okay.
But that's
the chances
that we'd
have two birthday coincidences for me 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
It's truly a Star Wars holiday special.
It's an auspicious day.
Miracle, yeah.
Yeah.
A special Star Wars miracle.
Brought to you by the stars.
Brought to you by Disney.
the stars. Brought to you by Disney.
Let's click
brought to you by Philip Morris.
Let's just stay extra topical and click on Republican Party, why don't we?
Yeah.
Is that their branding?
Is that their logo, really? It's GOP in big letters, and then there's like a little baby circle with a little elephant in it down on the right hand corner, like a period, but it's an elephant.
Honestly, it looks like it's in the typeface that you would expect to be able to buy a shirt that says Keep Calm and GOP with that GOP logo at the bottom.
TBH, I would be shocked if you couldn't buy a shirt at least very much like that. Don't keep calm at all in Donald Trump.
Spew violent rhetoric in Donald Trump.
Be a sad boy in Jeb Bush.
Just be really confused and Ben Carson. I don't know why I just momentarily blanked on his name. I think it's because earlier today I saw a picture of some of his mail out materials. That are, you know, you can sign up to just get Ben Carson
to get
mail.
Materials, yeah.
And one of the things they sent out is just this pencil sketch of Ben Carson.
Oh goodness.
It says like, thanks for supporting me through all this.
Do you think it's a real pencil sketch or is it like a Photoshop?
No, it looks like someone rendering. It looks like what happened is that someone was like, I'm going to draw Ben Carson, and then sent it to Ben Carson.
Like a Ben
and he
Carson
was like,
fan art.
Oh, this is really cool. Oh, I'm just going to photocopy this and then
no way.
hand lick all these envelopes and send them out to my fans. Because like, what is how is that helping?
He calls his supporters his fans.
Hey everybody, I saw this on DeviantArt today when I was searching for my own name, and I just decided that this was really cool. I was a brain surgeon.
On
can
my
you believe
daily
it?
Deviant Art fan page or my daily DeviantArt lookup.
Hey, you can follow me on Tumblr at BennyCBrainSurgeon.tumblr.com.
I also look on Etsy for any new Ben Carson crafts.
I got some buttons with my face on them from Etsy.
I found a hat, but it's my face. You can wear it on your face. Me, you Ben Carson.
You can put my Ben Carson face on your not Ben Carson face.
I found a model pyramid that you can fill with flour.
Is that the... Ooh, I'm getting some snap, crackle, pops in my ear. I don't know what that's all about. I think we put too much Ben Carson in these microphones.
Little Ben clog.
He's got a clear that out.
You know, we have we have some Ben Carson promotional materials on the downstairs fridge.
You might get the pencil sketch.
Yeah, because somebody signed up one of our housemates to be on a bunch of Republican mailing lists as a goof.
I love that.
Uh huh.
And the circumstances as to why that person was signed up for the materials.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like it's a bit of a mystery. Like, I think I know why, but then also like I don't. So I just shrug my shoulders and appreciate how fun those materials are. And I'm glad that they're arriving at that house.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's not harmful. It's not like buying a Donald Trump hat where you're contributing to the campaign.
No.
You're actually costing them money.
Yeah.
And like, we're not
every time Jeb Bush sends out a thing that says Jeb, that costs him like a nickel. And he can't afford that at this point.
He can't get
point.
Those nickels back.
You don't get those nickels back, Jeb.
What's our strat here?
We went from George W. Jackson to the Republican Party, and now we got to get to the Star Wars holiday special.
Wow.
Fuck.
I don't know how we're going to do that.
We must call upon the Force to guide us.
What if we just clicked on, like,
Alec Guinness
links?
Alec Guinness, speak to me.
Matt. You must use the Force. Take off your targeting helmet.
Okay.
Take your hand off the click pad.
My hand
isn't
on
the... That's what they call it, right? The click pad.
Is that your Alec Guinness, Caitlin?
This is such a crisp display. We did not have this when I was a Jedi Knight.
Actually, I'm pretty sure when he was a Jedi Knight, they had the dopest CG that 2002 could afford for all their displays.
Exactly. It's crisper now. And things really went downhill after the fall of the Republic, just besides.
All right. But I do want to ask you, Caitlin Best, though.
Yeah.
Do you think that your impression of Alec Guinness...
is a good one?
No. Do you think it's closer to Alec Guinness or closer to Ewan McGregor?
Oh. I mean, it
was. Or is it equally far away from both?
I just realized it was equally far away from both because it wasn't Scottish.
Yeah, it wasn't.
They're both Scottish.
You were just kind of.
I
were
just
being
to...
kind of formal.
Yeah.
Kind of like you had a kind like of... a very eloquent frog stuck in your throat.
Yeah. Alec Guinness isn't super Scottish though.
No.
Ewan McGregor defo Scottish.
Yes, I think they had to meet somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. But I think he did tone it down a little bit for Star Wars.
Yeah.
Because...
No, he does a good Alec Guinness impersonation in those movies.
Yeah. A young Alec.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, religious beliefs. I wonder if there are any Jedi Knights in the Republican Party.
So, staying on roughly the topic of the 2016... candidates. Ted Cruz, everybody's favorite, still just a scary alternative to Donald Trump. Someone dug up his high school senior yearbook.
And it just had like a bunch of middle fingers drawn in it.
Well,
hey, fuck you, have a good summer.
I think the seniors all got like full page photos.
Oh yeah.
Or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
And so he had a full-page photo where he looks predictably dorky, and it lists all the clubs he was in, including, like, he's heavily involved in drama.
Uh-huh.
Which I just, like, wouldn't peg anybody running to be a Republican president in 2016 to be
I mean,
involved
I can
in.
I can see, though,
mm-hmm.
that he was probably good at drama.
Sure.
And, like, he's good at, like, talking.
But here's the fucked up thing.
Okay.
He gets, like, a full page, and he gets to have, like, a paragraph-long quote.
Uh-huh.
And the quote is... from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
No way.
It's the Douglas Adams quote about like the universe like might have been widely regarded as a mistake, I think it's that quote.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that in accordance with his Christian faith?
I don't know. But I just hate that now.
Yeah, I mean,
Hitchhiker's Guide, which is like my favorite books when I was a kid.
Fucking tell me about it, Matt. Paul Ryan is a huge Rage Against the Machine fan, okay? Like, what? It happens.
What?
We like things that Republicans also like.
What? But Paul Ryan?
Yeah, people have asked him about it because it's like, that doesn't super make sense, buddy, given your political views. And he's just like, yeah, I just kind of ignore the words.
I just like to headbang and go.
Do you think he like makes up alternate lyrics as he's like at the gym, running super hard?
Reading the Fountainhead. Ayn Rand.
What Rage Against the Machine song was that, Matt?
It started out as Killing in the Name of, but then it just kind of became what I think Rage Against the Machine sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
I have an idea.
Okay. Lay it on me.
We're going to go to Christian. We're going to go to religions. We're going to find the Jedi religion, and then we're going to get to Star Wars.
You think we're going to be able to do it that way?
Yes.
Okay. I trust in you.
Christianity.
I don't have that much to say about Christianity.
Yeah, there it is.
I think this is the first time we've been on this page.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't know if I have that much to say about Christianity.
I don't really got nothing. It's all been said.
Jesus was a guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about all there is to be said about that. Should we immediately just click on religion?
Yeah. Just fuck it.
There we go.
Religion.
Oh,
now,
religion, am I right?
Now, I have plenty of things to say about religion.
Don't get me started on religion.
At my local plaid pantry, there's a guy.
Yeah.
Who is one of the three guys who works there.
Mm-hmm.
And on his little name tag, he's attached an extra pin.
Religion pin?
No. It's a little, it's just a laminated paper that he's then affixed a bobby pin to the back of.
I think I see where this is going.
And the paper just says, atheist.
Yeah, saw that coming.
Yeah.
I was hoping you were going to say that it was the little fish with a cancel out symbol on top of it.
The Ghostbusters version of the little fish.
Yeah. I hate fish. I don't want to catch any fish.
Yeah, that could go a lot of ways. That's why you got to just say atheist.
Do you know that when I was a freshman at Reed College, I went to PSU to see
Rage Against the Machine?
Richard Dawkins.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
That's the guy who has the tweet about the dogs boning, right?
I believe so. And it's also the guy of the... of the honey debacle.
Yeah.
You know about this?
The honey debacle, yeah.
Where he tried to take, quote, a little jar of honey on the airplane, and they wouldn't let him because you can't take liquids in a size larger than 3 ounces.
And he got pissed.
And he got real mad, and he's like, this is outrageous. I don't even look like a Muslim.
Yeah, so why did you go see him? Did you go see him for the spectacle of how dumb he is, or?
Unfortunately, no. It wasn't, my idea.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, I was, 18 years old at that time, and...
It seems like he used to have, some cred, and then...
Yeah, he did. I mean, he's a biologist, which is okay.
Okay, yeah.
That's fine. And I think that might have been mostly what the talk was about, actually, but the reason I went is because I used to hang out with the guy that wrote that one pamphlet article that was real anti-Semitic, and...
This is getting into some deep Reed College lore for the listeners at home.
This guy is one of those, awful militant atheist type of guys.
Uh-huh, right, okay.
And I was just, young and impressionable, and I was okay, we could do that.
Also, let's blow this topic out a little bit.
Yeah.
When you're a freshman in college, period.
Yeah.
And you're in a new place, you're not super familiar with it.
Yeah.
Literally any plan.
Yeah, right. Anything that anyone asks you to go do with them sounds like a good thing.
Sounds good.
Like, oh, I yes.
It's
social,
like an investment.
Social interaction.
It's like an investment for your future.
Yeah.
Like, yes, I should go do this thing. I remember, fucking this up severely as a freshman.
Oh, yeah. And there's other things that I did as well.
here. So what was your place you would go eat off campus as a freshman?
I don't know if I had like a regular place. Well, that's, I mean, there's nothing shameful. Probably.
But did you go to a bunch of different places?
Yeah.
Like, did you go to Montage when you were freshman?
No.
Okay. So you like, what was the deepest cut or like the fanciest place you went?
The like place that I would most want to go back to now.
Yeah.
God.
Because when I tell you my place.
I mean, honestly, probably Tom Yum. I didn't eat out super a lot.
But here's the thing, though.
Or, like, some of the good food carts.
Here's the thing, though. Tom Yum, the Thai food place up the street from where we went to college.
Like, perfectly good.
Is really good.
It's really super yummy.
It's super yummy. So there's no problem with that.
There's nothing, like, weird or... There's nothing, like, interesting or exotic about it.
Right.
But it's just really solid.
So...
I mean, I did go to Voodoo Donuts a bunch of times.
Yeah, that's...
But, like,
there
you didn't.
I didn't.
You never did?
I think I always waited for the donuts to come to me because they would just come.
Yeah.
The moment I set foot in Portland and I was like living there, like the first time I visited, it was like, oh, voodoo is a thing. I'm like, okay, that sounds like a thing. But then like everything changes when you set foot in Portland and you're like, now I'm living here. Even if you're living on campus at a college, it's like, everyone's like, yeah, voodoo's overrated.
Yeah. Except for the other college freshmen that you're around are not like that.
Well, it's like, it wasn't like my mind changed. Everyone else around me was saying that.
Right.
And that was before I learned about the other good donut spots in Portland. Portland does have good donuts.
But also, like Blue Star didn't exist when I was a freshman.
That didn't exist yet, but I didn't know about Tenali's.
I still don't know about that.
Oh, my God. It's so close. Should we go?
Sure, I'll
go. We should go.
Yeah.
That's good. They have blueberry fritters that are fucking dank. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
What's your place?
It's the fucking hub, the Hopworks Urban Brewery. We would walk.
That was
up.
Like your spot.
We would walk like it's like a solid mile and a half, 2 mile walk from the college
go
there.
Where even is that?
It's on Powell. It's like if you know the Portland and you know Woodstock to Powell, and just walking
a hike
to go to basically like it's a brewery,
to go to,
yeah,
a grill, like a bar and grill type of situation.
It's like a step above.
Oh yeah, I know where it is.
It's like a step above a Red Robin, and that's it. And that was like, cool, this is our cool Portland spot.
Dang.
Severely fucked it up. I don't think I went to... No, I went to Pock Pock within my first year. No, I didn't.
I
was cooler. I went to Pock Pock Noi.
Oh, yeah? How'd you get all the way up there?
We had a friend who was waiting
car.
There.
I'm putting on my CSI Miami glasses.
You know who worked at Pock Pock around then?
I don't, but it's okay.
Okay. Anyway. So... I think, yeah, someone just drove me up there to see her.
See the friend.
Okay, we got way off topic. We're on religion.
We sure did. Oh, I know what I was going to say. I have another thing I did when I was a freshman in college.
Is this another Reed College deep cut, or is this going to be understandable?
This is just a fun story.
Okay.
I was one of my bio lab partners was like this real like social justice, like radical type of guy. I don't even want to call him a social justice guy. We'll call him an anarchist.
Okay.
and he asked me and a couple other people, did we want to go to a protest against police brutality? Because there had been some incident. And I was like, yeah, I'm opposed to police brutality. Sure. And like, I got on the bus with him, and this motherfucker is decked out head to toe in black. He's got the like logos on his shoes, like electrical tape over them, so no one can see them. Like no other identifiable markings. He's got a goddamn bandana at the ready. And I was like, all right, this seems kind of serious. And we get down there, and it's just 50 anarchists at the park blocks. And we start marching, and there's like some slogans and whatever, and it's like, okay, this is like a protest. And then like literally people start throwing bricks, and I'm like,
whoa,
okay, I'm gonna go home now.
Whoa. Yeah.
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 And it was like in the news, like they like broke the windows at Wells Fargo or something. And yeah.
Now I have to ask.
Yeah.
When you looked around at the 50 anarchists.
Yeah.
Were most of them white men?
Oh, absolutely. to be fair, actually, the guy I went with was not a white guy.
Okay.
But yeah, it was a lot of white people.
Yeah. When I just hear anarchy and throwing bricks and Portland.
You hear white people.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah.
White people who think they've got the right idea.
Yeah.
But then they throw a brick through a Wells Fargo and it's like, well, right. There's different ways that definitely you should be approaching
this.
And it was,
right. And it was a bunch of white people like protesting on behalf of this black guy who had gotten shot by the police.
By fucking things up.
By breaking things. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
why? I understand banks equal bad, but like if you're gonna throw a brick through something and you're mad at the cops,
right?
Throw a brick through the police station.
Right.
I'm not endorsing that necessarily, but yeah, it seems like a more direct gesture.
It was definitely like a we don't like authority, and like let's fight capitalism, just in a really general
in
sense.
In a really general sense.
Yeah. Okay, I'm scrolling through this. I'm hoping the Jedi religion's on here.
Yeah, I mean it's technically just a joke religion. Like,
is it a joke to everyone?
I don't think there are actually people who like earnestly. There might be people who like earnestly live according to like a Jedi lifestyle,
yeah.
But I don't even think they would be like, and also the Force is a real thing that I commune with.
I don't know, Matt. I don't know. People get deep into this. There's people that after the movie Avatar came out,
okay,
believed that Pandora was actually maybe a real place.
I don't. Did it get that bad? Because here's what I had read after the movie Avatar came out. And this stuff is fucked up. And it, sometimes it's the type of thing that if I were to think about it right before going to bed, it would keep me up at night.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Avatar sickness has kept me up at night or that I've experienced it myself.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that movie was okay.
Mm-hmm. It's really beautiful.
So why the fuck does that robot have a giant knife? Anyway.
I don't remember that even.
The robot that, like, there's a climactic final battle against, like, it's the human general man.
The, like, Gundam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, in Gundam, it's cool because they have laser swords,
yeah.
Which is like a
which
lightsaber.
Super cool.
Yeah. But this was just a robot that had a short knife.
I don't know. Maybe because...
A short
Matt, maybe it's because
robot
laser
knife.
Swords aren't realistic. Duh.
But a knife that has to be holstered on a robot is, rather than one that would just
like
come out of an arm
hand.
Or something. Yeah. Yeah. I don't see the fucking DARPA dudes working on like robotic dogs thinking, oh yeah, we're definitely going to make a humanoid robot that has to pull a fucking knife out.
Oh my God. Can we just, sorry, I know you're talking about this thing, but can we just pause to reflect on the issues section of this article and talk about who maybe wrote this article?
The top sub issue is IQ and atheism in society.
Can you guess?
Studies have shown
is?
A link between national average IQ and atheism in society. Research shows that the 12 countries with atheism over 40%, all except two are in a moderate average IQ range of 94 to 100, and then the other ones are lower.
Yeah, Bill Maher wrote this page personally.
Bill underscore Maher, Wikipedia user. But Avatar sickness. I do want to touch on this because the hype around the new Star Wars movie has been extreme.
Yes.
But I've never heard of someone being like, God, I love Star Wars so much that I just feel like
you need to
super
be there.
Wish it was real and that I was there.
Yeah.
But there was the crazy stories of Avatar and people watching it in 3D and then being like,
but
feel like I need to be a Na'vi.
I do think that the hype is a different thing because nobody had ever heard of like the Na'vi were totally new to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so of course that arose right at that time. But the Jedi religion has really been a slow burn, and as Star Wars has become, you know, a bigger and bigger cultural phenomenon over the last 35 years, like, those people have been getting into this for the long haul.
I'm gonna meet you in the middle here and then say, let's assume that there are people who are practicing Jedi, all right? But the thing is that immediately this gets fucking complicated because it's Star Wars, and if there's one thing about Star Wars, it's that... people nitpick the shit out of this.
Yeah.
And they either, yeah, there are still types who love all of it. Mm-hmm. If it's Star Wars, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are the Star Wars fans. It's like, you're not a true fan if you think the prequels
are
at all redeemable.
Or like this, or but then, they pick apart this or that
So think about what it would mean to be a practicing Jedi. Do you worship Orthodox Jedi?
It's like the fucking Apocrypha in the Bible. We don't accept the prequels
as
the word of our Lord.
We use the word children and not younglings because we're not fucking idiots. Okay. Lawrence Kasdan is our fucking
prophet.
George Lucas
is a fallen angel.
He's a fallen angel. But then there are the people who are just like, yeah, no, it's all of its bond, so...
It's all the revelation of the Force.
So they're just trying to, like, recreate Coruscant here on Earth and have all their little kids just waving their little short lightsabers around. Like, God. That's a problem. It's a problem. Like, any religion...
Yeah, I mean, religions have this problem, like I said.
Yeah, I'm just saying, that's... I'm willing to accept someone who's like, yeah, I'm a Jedi, if they're just, like, kind of, like, you know, it's just kind of a moral code.
Uh-huh.
But the moment you start treating it more like an actual religion, the goofier it gets.
Yeah, okay, we'll see how real this is. I'm going to click on New Religious Movement and hope
Step
that
five.
There's a list and it's in there.
Being raised Baha'i.
Uh-huh. Does that count as a new religious movement?
Given that there are still parts of the world where Baha'i are imprisoned.
Yeah.
For what they believe. Yeah, I think
so. But there's parts of the world where, like, Christians are imprisoned for what they believe and Muslims are imprisoned for what they believe.
Right, but the rationale behind that is never, that's so new it must be made up. That's so new.
Yeah,
it's
that's true.
The rationale is like, that's new, and by extension, it is like not. It is not
Can't
the word
be true,
of God,
right?
Yeah. That's just your garden variety.
Are there places where Mormons get thrown in jail?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I think they mostly stick to American soil,
there's a lot of Mormons in Mexico.
Oh, but this is, you know, the persecution for this is not a thing, and what you're saying is blasphemy or to, you know, anyway, so trying to explain it and legitimize it while also not getting into a whole conversation about it.
Yeah.
I had to get I drilled down in efficiency.
Give me your talk right now, your spiel.
It's an Abrahamic religion that comes after Islam. There are two more prophets.
Very good.
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom. If you don't know that,
you don't say.
If I have to,
you don't say when after Islam.
If I have to explain, like,
mm-hmm.
what do you mean, like Abrahamic? It's just like, okay, I'm not gonna do this.
Yeah.
Go read a fucking book.
Yeah.
Because then you would know that, like, there's a sequence of prophets, and like that's a common
Abraham's
thread among
the first one, yeah.
all of them. So, but if you know that,
yeah,
I've given you the gist of it, and we can just like move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moveon.org.
So I'm going to have to click on lists of new religious movements because there's
Fuck.
No list
okay.
on this page.
All right. If there's no Jedi on this.
If this doesn't work, we're
kind of
screwed. But this will be fun. We'll learn a lot about new religious movements.
Yeah, for one thing, we'll see what makes the cut for new.
Yeah, I haven't heard of any of these.
This is long.
Adventures in Enlightenment, a Foundation. Okay, so here's a UFO religion.
All right.
Aetherius Society. UFO Christian is what that's designated as.
I like that. I like that a lot. Ancient British Church in North America? Homosexuality oriented. Okay.
Where is this? Ancient British Church?
Yeah, it's Ancient British Church in North America.
It's just homosexually oriented?
Yeah, I don't know what that...
I didn't
like,
know gay was a religion.
This is getting
this is
into
arcane school.
Okay,
I like that.
Baha'i faith is listed.
Baha'i
faith is listed. 1863. In case you were curious,
yeah, it's not super new.
Middle Eastern Baha'i. It's not. It's not. Is the thing?
Yeah,
it's super legit.
I mean, that's roughly the same age as Mormonism, right?
Basically, here's the thing: if it's after 1900. The reason why it's a new religious movement had better be because, like, it's culturally motivated. Like something is like, you know, written into to Bond, or like there's a split, and then this like needs to happen so that people can live and worship accordingly. Mm-hmm. But like if it's after 1900 and it's like something new happened and this is totally new thing, like I just have this immediate, it's like the Scientology response where, yeah, it's just like at that point, like enough assholes had been like saying left and right, like religion's a really good way to make money, yeah, that I just can't take it. I can't take it seriously.
I will say I doubt that all of these religions are quite as monetarily motivated as Scientology.
But that's what I'm saying is like a lot of them might actually be because like there is a schism, mm-hmm, that requires, mm-hmm, like for people to just do what they want to do.
Yeah.
It diverges.
Yeah.
Right. But I'm just thinking like if it's somebody being like, hey, got this hot new word of God for you,
uh-huh,
and buy my book, like, you know,
this hot fresh God word,
got this hot new revelation for you, and 1995
from the heavens.
Yeah, just like oh boy, cargo cults are really
what's
cool.
What's a cargo cult? Oh,
Have you not heard of a cargo cult?
I think I have, but tell me.
I don't know if I'm the best at summarizing it, but isn't that where like that's the phenomenon of stuff from other cultures,
yeah, yeah,
ends up in the hands of a
really
culture that
isolated.
Doesn't, yeah, that doesn't understand what its purpose is,
right,
and they kind of invent,
like this happened with
meaning,
like World War II airplanes, right?
Yeah, I think that's kind of what it,
it's kind of the canonical,
yeah,
yeah.
Okay,
so the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster is in here, so the fucking Jedi religion had better be in here,
yeah. Or Pastafarianism.
Yeah,
I hate the internet.
I've heard that.
Cyber churches. Fuck yes. Oh,
cyber
shit.
Churches.
I'm just going to need you to pop that open in a separate tab.
Just for later. Okay, save that. Ekinkar. There's a Church of Ekinkar pretty close to my parents' house in Eugene.
Is that?
It's in a strip mall.
What is that?
I have no idea.
Okay.
It says Ekinkar, the religion of the light and sound of God.
Huh.
And there's also, okay, this thing over on the right here.
Yeah, Saint Matt.
That explains nothing, but I think it has to do with you, maybe?
Possibly.
Am I a saint?
Am I a saint to different religions?
Maybe you don't even know this. To two religions.
That's a lot to take in. But I think I should write a book and sell it now, shouldn't I?
Yeah. Ooh, Freedomites.
Also, be distrustful of anything in the new religious movements list that just has a goofy fucking name.
Yeah, Ghost Dance? Into that.
That's a good name.
Okay, some of these are cults where, like, bad stuff happens.
Yeah.
Heaven's Gate.
Uh-huh. Like, that's the thing. Also, cults. Cults are a thing to be worried about.
Yeah.
Jews for Jesus?
Oh, yeah. I've had long discussions about what a fucking weird thing that is with some of the Jewish people that I know.
Can you give me a brief rundown?
I still don't super understand it. It's basically like they're Christians,
but
and
they
they're
identify
kind of
as Jewish,
like culturally Jewish.
Oh,
but they're Christian is kind of as all I understand about it.
Okay.
Because like being for Jesus definitionally makes you not Jewish.
Yeah. Kind of an oxymoron.
The Moody Church. We're sad. Kidding. It's called that because the founder is Dwight Moody.
Yeah.
Opus Dei.
Yep.
Features in a Dan Brown novel.
Religious science.
Just religious science?
Yeah. Reformed Druids of North America. I don't know what prompted the Reformation, but, you know.
I swear to God, if this isn't in here.
True Buddha school. Well, wouldn't it have already been in the J's, you think?
I mean, is that what it's called?
We scrolled past the J's.
Oh, Jediism, yeah.
Oh, sorry, wait,
I just missed it. There it is.
I actually, my eyes glazed over that. I thought it said Jedism.
Does it have two eyes? Yes, it does.
Okay, Jediism.
I had to get in real close there.
Step 7.
So, should we click on Jediism to learn about it, or should we just click on Star Wars?
Oh, fuck no. We should click on Star Wars. Okay. We have...
I'm gonna do the same thing.
Pop it open next to Internet Church.
Because we do, we did discuss whether
we did want to know what
how the, real it is,
how it works. But Star Wars, step 8. Oh, thank God. Things are looking good. Things are looking up. Things are looking up for us. Other television. Television series? No, it's not under there.
It's,
wait, specials?
It's
no.
Not theatrical.
Those
films.
Are the... Oh, Legend specials!
Legend
Star
specials.
Wars, Star Wars Holiday Special Step 9!
Sorry.
I think the more appropriate fanfare for this, given that the holiday special sucks, it has to be a little mournful. It has to be a little reflective. It has to be... And then imagine I mash that up with Last Christmas by Wham, because it's also the holidays. I don't know how that would work, but just picture it in your mind's eye.
I'm not imagine that.
Okay. All right, we did it. 9 steps. Good for us.
We done it.
And we got time to dive into these other subjects if we want.
Yeah.
I don't want to run this again. Well, actually, you know what? No, because we know that we can get there through religion.
Yeah.
It's like a wiki game cheat code. Do you think we can beat 9? I think we should try.
Do you think we should
I think
try
we should do a rapid
quick?
Round random
rapid
article
fire.
Best Are because we know we can get to right. religion to list of new religions to
right.
Jedi
right.
to Star Wars right. to holiday special.
All right, ready?
So that's like there's like a requisite 5 or 6 steps we have to take.
Mm-hmm.
So we just have to see
right,
if we can get
to
religion faster.
Okay.
Okay.
No tangents.
No tangents.
Meat.
Just pure focus.
Pure lean meat.
All right, we're round 2. Start
and go.
Banning.
Film. Oh, film. Well, shit. We can get to film, right?
Maybe, possibly. Okay, so it's a film, 1967. Wait a minute. Oh, wait. We could get to Star Wars that much faster.
Yeah.
Can't we?
So John Williams won an Academy Award, right? He's won an Academy Award.
I think so.
Someone associated with some Star Wars movie.
Oh, yeah. Undoubtedly. Okay, Academy Award. Bam. Okay. All right. Step 2.
Also, Alec Guinness. Did he ever...
Maybe? I don't know. I'm bad at awards. I'm bad
okay.
at awards. Who, like, people
yeah.
who know who... People who have, like, that awards mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the
that,
fuck?
That awards brain.
Where they just know who's won what? Like, who gives a fuck? Okay.
Yeah, I certainly don't. Okay.
So, I think we have to, like... There's gotta be, like...
We have to get to, like, categories.
I think
right?
if we go all the way down to the bottom, there will be lists of, like, winners.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. A lot of references here. Okay. List of Academy Award winning films. I don't want to. That could go wrong.
Yeah.
List of Academy. I feel like John Williams has to have won an Oscar at some point for some score.
Yeah.
Even though he's a goddamn thief.
Wait, what do you mean?
Did you know that?
No.
He just steals. He bites like big thematic chunks off of other classical composers, like a lot.
Oh. Huh.
Like the Star Wars theme is itself stolen from I want to say a Holst piece.
Huh.
Well,
that's kind of lame.
Yeah, I mean, like,
should have gotten Michael Giacchino.
I kind of get it because, like,
why if ain't broke don't fix it.
Yeah. Okay, we're the Academy Awards ceremonies. Okay, Academy Award records.
I don't think it
I don't know.
Won
is, does
any
that mean
records.
Like the most?
List of
superlative Academy
wait,
Award
scroll
winners.
Scroll over
nominees.
List of years in film. It's at the bottom. Just what article? List of years
oh,
in film.
That could be.
Yeah,
because
1977. Yeah,
that's a year.
Fucking yeah. Boom. All right. List of years in film. Step 3. I think we can do this.
Okay.
19. Oh.
See it. Oh shit! I moused right over it.
Yep.
The
oh,
force
it
was
meant
with
to be
me.
Star Wars film.
Star
oh,
Wars.
But fuck! This is the film Does page, not franchise.
There? Okay, well.
But we can go to
Star Wars Saga.
Yep. Yep.
And
5 Star Wars. 6 Holiday Special.
Woo-hoo!
Boom! We shaved a tight 3 steps off.
And a different path.
Yeah.
That was like the sickest
It's a little soft.
That was crispy.
Soft high five.
That was bad. There we go.
There we go.
Okay. Do we want to talk about these other tabs real quick?
Yes. Okay. Oh, but what do we want to cover first?
Definitely Jediism.
Okay.
Okay. Jediism, also spelled with one I.
Jedism.
Is that's just a religion of Jed, though. Like, they can't just...
Just wait for my
that.
New religion. Jebism. Jeb.
Jebism.
Jebism.
There's an exclamation Jeb-ism. Point in the middle.
Yeah.
Is a non...
It looks like an upside down I. It's kind of confusing.
Yeah. Is a non-theistic movement mainly based on the depiction of the Jedi in Star Wars media. Jediism attracted public attention in 2001 when a number of people recorded their religion as Jedi on national censuses.
Although most such suspicions were thought to be protests or jokes. That's okay. Where I was coming from. But okay, beliefs. Although followers of Jediism acknowledge the influence of Star Wars on their religion by following the moral and spiritual codes demonstrated by the fictional Jedi, they also insist that their path is different from that of the fictional characters and that Jediism does not focus on the myth and fiction found in Star Wars. The Jedi follow
no
the
way.
16 teachings, which are based on the presentation
no
of fictional Jedi, as well as 21 maxims.
No way.
But that's all it says. Like, it's not
it
telling us what
how,
these
how serious
followings
they are.
Are. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that wasn't that informative.
Yeah.
Just, but also, like, I'm chill with that. Like, if you want to, like, have a dumb little rat tail Jedi ponytail and wear robes and be like, and like carry just like a lightsaber
that's just,
prop at
that's
your
just for,
hip.
That's just for Padawans, Matt.
It's the Padawan rat tail.
Yeah.
God, the worst fashion look.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a hazing thing, actually.
You know what? The Jedi Order did seem kind of fratty.
They have a little bit of a sense of humor.
Do they?
Yeah.
That's the other thing about the prequels that I can't stand. The chased Jedi.
Yeah, it's fucking like, terrible. It's a terrible, terrible idea.
Yeah.
And the fact that it then got baked into all of the, like, the whole expanded universe just...
Uh-huh. Yep.
Grab that up.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you've watched those YouTube videos where the guy dissects like every reason why the prequels are bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with that guy.
Look, the Jedi are super powered, like in tune with like life, the universe and everything, badasses who wield cool laser swords.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the galaxy wants to fuck them just by extension.
Well, except a lot of people think they're kind of creepy.
I mean, that could be the case.
Yeah.
But then everybody minus those people, which is still a lot of people.
Yeah.
If you're a Jedi, doesn't matter what kind of alien you are.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be a dumb made up name for humans in Star Wars, right? Or are they
no,
just
they're
humans?
Just humans.
Oh, really?
Much like alcohol is just alcohol. although English is galactic basic. And it's just understood that everything is translated for us.
Right. Anyway, I think Jedi are just like super fuckable. And they wouldn't stay chased very long.
That's definitely true. Yeah, I will say, I mean, I could kind of get the justification, like, you know, I mean, it is like a religion, and a lot of religions ask their most ardent practitioners to...
Right, but I think that, like, as a fictional choice, that's just super boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still think that what makes it worse is the fact that in the prequel movies, it's not Natalie Portman that wants to fuck Hayden Christensen...
Yeah.
And she's, for some reason, is saying, no, I'm a senator.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Mm-hmm.
Senators, well, maybe they are. Maybe senators are the chaste ones. Maybe we misunderstood the whole thing.
Ugh. I get into politics then. Does Donald Trump know that when he becomes president, he cannot fuck?
No more sex. You leave it at the door.
All right. Let's click on Internet Church, our other side tab.
Real quick, just to find
and,
out.
And we'll
is.
See if we have anything to leave, an interesting note to leave the listeners on this
week. Oh,
this
isn't interesting. This is just where you're a normal church.
Oh,
and you
God
gather
damn it.
Online. This isn't like the church of the...
You've heard about...
The church of the
you've
one
heard about,
bit.
But you've heard about Periscope preachers, right?
No.
Yeah, I mean, there's just like a wide...
But I mean, it
base for just preachers who'd like take out their phones while they're like sitting in bed and then like
and
do
just
a
preach
do
bed.
A sermon.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
The internet is fascinating. And on the internet, I'm sure you don't have to look very hard to find the Star Wars Holiday Special if you want to subject yourself to that. You can also find...
But I don't recommend it. Like, yeah. Don't watch it. It's not very good.
You can find Caitlin and I on the internet. Caitlin, yeah. Where can they find you?
They can find me at bestkabest on Twitter. Best as in the superlative, K-A, best. You can also find both of us at get to that on Twitter.
Yeah.
If you wish.
We have joint custody of that account.
Yes.
And
where can they find you, Matt?
Bad thing to attach to that.
That's all right.
They can find me.
It's our baby.
They can find me lots of different places. If you want to be creepy about it, you can just try and like find all the accounts I've ever made.
You can just Google Matt Olson.
Yeah, you come up with the BMX biker and probably a couple pictures of him with his teeth knocked out.
I didn't know there was a BMX biker named Matt Olson.
Yeah, same name.
Very interesting.
But you can find the real me. On Twitter, it's at Matthew Olson, Matthew with one T, O-L-S-O-N, no relation to the Olsen twins.
Or the BMX biker.
They spell it, yeah, also, well, maybe.
The Olsen twins spell it different?
O-L-S-E-N, yeah.
Oh, very interesting.
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, which is just incorrect.
Yeah. I always knew there was something fishy about them.
But it is close enough that I have secured a role on Fuller House, the upcoming Netflix show. Finally having
the
last name.
You play a much younger character.
they
make you shave and you just are like a 5-year-old.
I think DJ Tanner could have a 20-year-old kid at this point, right? Is that her name even? I'm not up
know.
On my Full House. This is a bad
what's
idea
the
to bring.
Lines?
This is a bad idea to bring up Full House as we're trying to close out the show.
It's okay. Yeah, we're done. We're done with that.
Yeah. Other old TV, Twin Peaks. I do a show with my friend Ashley Brandt. It's called Twin Peaks Peaks. You can find that at twinpeakspeaks.simplecast.fm. We're in the as I record this episode, I can't get to that. We're in the doldrums of Twin Peaks, like heavily
in the bad part.
Yeah,
bummer.
But you can start at any point and watch the show along with our podcast. And yeah, I mentioned the turntables thing. Maybe if I ever make a dumb mix, I'll promote that here.
Yeah, throw it up on the nets.
Throw it up on the mix clouds.
Up on the cyber church.
Yeah, you can catch me mixing the Word of God on Periscope. It's at Preacher Olson. And let me close out the podcast with a little bit of traditional music from the Jedi faith. It's a celebratory song. It is for really any cause for celebration, which I think, given that we got to there twice, cut three steps off.
It's almost the solstice.
Yeah, it's almost the solstice. So buy yourself a turntable. There's a new Star Wars out. It's good. We like it. So it's time to celebrate. Caitlin,
yeah,
if you know how it goes, just join in whenever you feel comfortable. All right. Mm-hmm. Yet